say if you had gotten someone some medicine and then you went in and you might ask them, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And you might say, I already
took it.
And in another hour I'll
take some more.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
I said sweaty.
Okay. A little sore that comes to a head is called a...
pepper.
Or another name?
Blister. Boil.
Okay. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called...
pus.
Okay. And she say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Bee stung me on my hand.
And my hand, you say it got bigger, you say my hand.
Swelled.
And you say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And you say if a bee stings you, your hand will.
Swell.
And when you open a blister, the liquid that comes out is called.
I call it a water.
Okay. And say if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the.
Wound.
Okay. And you know, sometimes a wound doesn't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Do you know what I mean?
Cut out.
Did you ever hear a name for that? Some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Okay. And...
you got to get up.
Okay.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that you could put on.
Iodine.
Okay. And you
know...
used
to call it Ardyne.
Huh?
Used to call it Ardyne.
Okay. What about a real bitter white powder that you used to give?
Quinine.
Okay. Anything you used to call that?
No.
Quinine. Do you know any crude ways of saying that a person died?
Crude ways to say that he died?
No, I don't think so.
I know words that use, he passed away, expired, died, passed on. I don't know of a crude way. Does anybody use such thing?
Well, I'll say something like kick the...
oh, kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't... I guess it is a word, a crude way to say it, but...
that's not really serious.
No, they wouldn't. Well, what it is, it says, when I kick the bucket, I want you to give me some flowers.
Yeah.
But you don't hardly ever hear...
you don't say it when it actually happens.
No. You say, my neighbor kicked the bucket. You know,
yeah.
Call his name, but so you'll say, well, Barbara, when I kicked the bucket, send me a dozen roses. Well, you know, joking it like that.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it used seriously.
Mm-hmm. Say if, you might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
Okay.
A wig.
And what would you probably say?
I'd say from. I would say from.
Uh-huh. And the place where people are buried is called a...
cemetery.
What about an older?
Yes, sir, a graveyard.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. I'd say... well, when I was a young boy, very seldom you'd hear the word cemetery used. It would be graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a graveyard working or cemetery working. See, this is where the people in the community goes and cleans up the cemetery, cuts the grass and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few weeks ago, I went to a cemetery working.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, it would have been a graveyard working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about what they put the body in?
Used to be coffin.
What do you call it now?
Casket.
Okay.
Now let me tell you, that word coffin was very common.
Mm-hmm.
I know 30 years ago.
Casket is just a very recent word.
That's right.
What about the ceremony?
Funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black...
wait a minute now, Barbara, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. 30 years ago, we would go... okay. Did you go to the so-and-so Miss Jones down?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the burying down at Barfield Graveyard?
Mm-hmm.
Burying. B-E-A-R-I-N-G, I guess. It was a burying.
Mm-hmm.
But now then, it's a funeral.
Mm-hmm. It's the...